This is Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX. Brought to you by Memorial Health System. You have questions about your health, and Memorial Health System has the answers. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to another episode of Ask the Expert. And this one, this is a pretty special episode because we're talking about a special designation, a special award that Memorial Medical Center received. This is really interesting. My guest today is Dr. Charles Callahan. He's the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for Memorial Health System. Hello, Dr. Charles Callahan, welcome to the program.
Hello, Ray. Thank you very much for having me.
It is. Are you a medical doctor or administrative doctor? Or
what is... I'm a psychologist, clinical psychologist.
Wow, okay. So you can actually, you went from, you know, helping people. You still help people, but into administrative stuff.
I did over time. I came here as a neuropsychologist to work with people with head trauma here at Memorial about 25 years ago. Over time, took on little management roles, and it accelerated, and I've been primarily administrative for the last 15 years or so.
Is that in hospitals, is that common? Or it seems like nowadays they're bringing in people from just administrative backgrounds
to do that. At Memorial Health System, we have a pretty rich tradition of clinical people who, you know, came from the store, so to speak,
right.
You know, those that have the talent and get a further education to move into leadership roles. And certainly we have people who have a strict business background, but we have a blend, and we think that value of having a clinical sense on the front lines of management is really important.
So from practicing psychology, or, you know, from being a psychologist, you also then had to go to school at night to get the business stuff? Or was that part of the...
It was. Over time, as I was taking on more administrative roles, I said, you know what? I need a depth of knowledge on the business decision-making. And so I picked up an MBA here at University of Illinois at Springfield about 2004.
Wow. So you're during the day, you're helping with people with brain traumas, things like that, and going to school at night. Good for you. That's awesome. And now all the way COO. I mean, Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for Memorial Health System. I like that. It's a great story. And I like what you said about people who actually... come from the work itself. Moving, you know, a lot of companies, they just bring somebody from outside that has business experience. And I like the fact that Memorial Health System says, no, you know, we're going to get someone that actually, you know, is a doctor, some of the practicing doctor. We're going to elevate them to the position. I think that's very cool and not very common these days that we see. We're going to talk about this is really something else because I first heard it and I thought, well, that's kind of, you know, that's kind of cool. And then I heard how few hospitals get this designation, and it's really something. We're talking about the American Hospital Association McKesson Quest for Quality, and this is a prize that they... Will you tell us what is the McKesson Quest for Quality prize?
Well, the American Hospital Association represents about 5,000 hospitals in the U.S., and all are potentially eligible. And this is the highest honor in quality for an American hospital. And so every year, several hundred of those hospitals make an application, and we elected to do so this year for the first time in our history. An expert review occurs of that application material describing not just a project, but your overall system of quality and safety, how you're questing to improve things over time, what structures are put in place, what do you have to know where you're going and how you're getting there. Five hospitals every year are granted a site visit where an expert team comes on site and spends a full day really to validate what you put in your application. And we were granted a site visit, one of only five in the country. So by itself, that's a pretty big deal. And they came in March. And then just a few weeks ago, we were notified based on this expert review that we had been selected the top award winner, the one award winner in the country this year.
That is, I mean, what a story. And you could correct me if this fact is incorrect, but in the history of the McKesson Quest for Quality Prize, this is for hospitals all over the country, there have only been 15 hospitals that have been awarded that have earned this prize.
That's correct.
In all the hospitals, that is truly, what an amazing honor for Memorial.
You know, and we're in really good company, because if you look at those 15, I mean, these are some name brand, well-established, you know, Harvard Beth Deaconess, the Johns Hopkins organization has, you know, been involved in this award. You know, other ones that we know in the hospital industry that are really recognized for their quality. And so we have to be very clear. It is really nice to win awards, but what's really important is it represents the progress and the quality that's available here in Central Illinois for people to come and receive care. And the effort that went into making this the kind of place that people can be comfortable to come for high quality, high safety care.
Let me ask you this. When did Memorial first decide, hey, it's time for us to make this leap forward? It's time for us to change the way we do things. We're going to start concentrating on this. And, you know, and like how long was the process to where you first said, you know what, we'd like to be like Johns Hopkins. We'd like to get an award like that. How many years are we talking before you finally decided this is the year we're going to apply to try to win this thing?
You know, we've been working to improve our quality, improve ourselves over our, you know, over 100-year history. But honestly, in about 2010, we were really at a sea change. We had had success. We were doing a good job. But we said, you know what? The world of healthcare is changing. We're about ready to enter in a whole era of reform when it's not going to be recognition for what you do, but it's going to be recognition for the outcomes you achieve and really a much higher bar for quality and safety. People are no longer willing to accept, well, I had to have an infection in order to get a surgery. And so we recognize, our leadership recognized that and said, we need to do something different. It was at that point we established, you know, new structures and new processes. And this whole idea of Lean Six Sigma was brought in as the way we're going to do change and really propel ourselves farther.
So this was more about the patients and the prestige of the hospital. It was, this is how we heal people. If we change our philosophy in doing that, and so over the last few years, the last 6 years, you got to the point where you were confident to say, you know what, now we're on to something.
Oh, yeah. And, originally it was a little, you know, we think this will work because it's worked in some other places. But we had to really invest time, energy, and some dollars to train this. So this whole Lean Six Sigma idea, it's an approach from industry, high-demand industries like the nuclear safety industry, the military, commercial aircraft, stuff that inherently is a little risky, a little dangerous. Very complex, and yet you need to work in teams to get there. And so we brought that in. We trained these experts. They're called belts. We have white belts, green belts, and black belts. A little bit of a karate metaphor.
Right, yeah,
you might think of them as, you know, private sergeants and generals of quality improvement. And they work very closely with our medical staff. We have tremendous support from School of Medicine, Springfield Clinic, our own physicians, and really started to take charge. A couple of key projects really kicked in a high gear.
When did, how much into this, I'll call it initiative, but I think it's more than that. It sounds like just a change in the way of thinking how things are supposed to work and how we do things. But how many years into it did it start occurring to people that, wow, we're really doing something special here?
I tell you what, in about 2012, about 2 years in, we undertook a major project to reduce hospital-acquired pressure ulcers. You might call them bed sores.
Okay.
And when you have debilitated patients who can't move, it's a risk of being debilitated in the hospital. And we said, you know what we're doing? We need to accelerate. Let's apply this new method. And over the course of that year, we had an 81% reduction in pressure ulcer risk, not just on one unit of the hospital, but 17 units of the hospital.
Wow.
And you know what? That saved over $10 million to the payer system because of the average cost of healing those kinds of wounds, not to mention the pain and suffering for those patients. We won the State Quality Award in 2013 as a result of that work. The Illinois Hospital Association had a blind expert review, and we won that. That told us that we were doing the right things and we're making tracks.
Yeah, that was your vindication. That was them saying, "Listen, not you. You are doing the right thing.
That's
you're
moving
right up here.
That's right."
Because it's one thing to be the best hospital in Springfield. It's something else to be the best hospital regionally, best hospital in Illinois. When you go to one of the best hospitals nationally, that's a huge leap from just best hospital in Springfield. And I mean, for Memorial to do that in 6 years, it's pretty exceptional. I mean,
yeah, we're blessed with, we have a great team. You know, we talk about, you know, Springfield, we've been able to recruit significant expertise into the medical school and the medical community and partner with them. And they, people want to do work that matters. People want to really be part of something important. And the way we think about it, everybody has someone in their lives that means everything to them. Somebody's going to need care. We want to do the right thing for them when they come.
And I want to talk about that. What does I mean? The prize for Memorial is exciting. I mean, it's something special. It's something to take pride in. It's bragging rights. It's all these different things. But tell me, what does a prize like this mean for the patients who currently have to go to Memorial or will go, or you know, what does it mean for the people?
You know, I think it should give them confidence that this is a place that is continuing to move. This award should not be about what we were. It doesn't mean we're there yet. It means we are moving to continue to evolve and continue to improve. And so it should give them confidence that we're on the front edge of how do you know what works? How do you use your data to drive you to new opportunities? How do you innovate? You know, and how do you attract the right professionals who want to work in that environment? Because you want to go to a place with the best therapists, the best physicians, the best nurses. You know, we're in a talent war where there's not enough nurses in the country to provide the care.
It's highly competitive.
Very competitive.
To get the best employees. Yeah.
Absolutely. So earlier in this year, when we were recognized as a magnet hospital for the third time in a row, only 3% hospitals in the country have had a 3-peat as a magnet designated hospital. Now with this AHA award, honestly, that's a tremendous message to the young professionals. Say, I want to work in that kind of an environment with those kind of people. That's good for the community because they're moving this community. They're part of the process, and they're providing care right here in Central Illinois.
The highest level experts in the country are saying, "Hey, I'd like to go work there."
Yeah,
because they're the, what did is this just for the hospital, for Memorial Medical Center alone, or is all the other affiliates with Memorial Health System also?
That's an excellent point. You know, the way the award is structured, you cannot apply as a health system, or honestly, we would have.
Right.
Because all the innovations that we're talking about are throughout our health system. In every one of our four hospitals, Pasadena Area Hospital, Abraham Lincoln Memorial, Taylorville Memorial, as well as Memorial Medical Center, in our Memorial Physician Services clinic offices, in our Express Cares, in our Memorial Behavioral Services. We're rolling that throughout all those sites. So the innovations and the improvement processes are the same. And so we're getting those kind of, so it's really across that broad area of the region. And now we're able to work with SAU School of Medicine and Springfield Clinic. We're training them in those same techniques. So you're going to see the ripple effect of that kind of acceleration of innovation and improvement.
It really is amazing. We're talking about the fact that Memorial Health System won the American Hospital Association McKesson Quest for Quality Prize. This is a prestigious prize. Only 15 other hospitals have ever won this. It is really something. When we come back and continue our discussion with Dr. Charles Callahan, we're going to discuss a few of the initiatives that the American Hospital Association highlighted when they selected Memorial Medical Center as the sole recipient of this year's AHA, I'm abbreviating, McKesson Quest for Quality Prize. We'll talk about that when we return right here on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM, WTAX.
The American Hospital Association McKesson Quest for Quality Prize is something a lot of us don't know about. But what it is it's one of the top honors that a hospital can get. And this year, the recipient was Memorial Medical Center. How about that? We're talking about the fact they won this award and just how this happens, what it means for you and me. And that's what we're talking about on Ask the Expert today. Our expert is Dr. Charles Callahan, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for Memorial Health System. So one of the things that I've seen and I do have paperwork on the award, and it really is, you know, reading the press releases and just the stuff about the recognition is amazing. Congratulations again to Memorial. But what can you explain what the Lean Six Sigma is?
Absolutely. Lean Six Sigma is a philosophy where you want to reduce the costs of waste. You want to improve your service and throughput, the speed of care or the speed of a system, and improve its quality. And so it's a philosophy around that, and also a technology. It's a series of techniques. It's really fact-based. It's got a bunch of statistics, which is really attractive to, you know, the medical staff because they see it as robust. It sounds like the scientific method, and it is. But it comes from manufacturing and high-demand industries. We really can't afford to have defects or waste or crashes of an aircraft. And so that's new in healthcare. And so about 2010, we recognized we needed to go and do something different, think different, so to speak. So we brought Lean Six Sigma in, and we began to train our own staff with some outside experts. Now we have a self-sustaining program where we've trained over 500 physicians in these techniques, over 1,500 of our staff, and they actually are project leaders that are doing things on the front lines of care, reducing infections, reducing falls with injury, reducing wounds that open up after surgery, things that matter in a really fast way. It's high velocity. We do projects in 120 days on average, and over the course of our time, we call it the 30-30-30 solution. We want to train 30% more belts every year over the last year. We want to do 30% more projects across the health system than the prior year, and we want to achieve an average improvement of 30% in any project we take. So on average now, actually, we're almost a 40% reduction
of
things like infections, falls, bad stuff. And so we see this as the way we move out of our old habits and kind of accelerate into the future.
You said that when you first did this, that was the bed sores sort of initiative. You followed this, and within 2 years, you noticed really noticeable decreases in these bed sores and things like that. So it's that same, and you're applying that to so many other.
Absolutely. That was in 2013. We were recognized with the top state quality award. Right. We actually applied the next year. We sent 20 of our projects in to the expert panel. We won again.
Oh,
we
wow.
won for what's called blood stewardship. We reduced red blood cell transfusions by 30%, saved $3 million a year, and actually reduced infection risk to patients. Because found out that people have reactions to blood transfusions. It's not as healthy as we thought, nor as successful. People don't need red blood like we thought they used to. And so the medical staff began coming forward saying, you know, my literature in my area of orthopedics general is saying we don't need to use as much of this. Let's go after this and update the way we think about using red blood cells.
This is probably a question for the financial people, but I'll ask you. You know, you talk about trying to make things more efficient. And is that's to eliminate waste? That's to
Absolutely.
Cut down? Because I imagine, you know, we hear so much, and this has been happening since I was a kid, you know, the cost of medicine, the cost of getting fixed, the cost of health, you know, healthcare costs rising, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of that, and if I'm wrong, please tell me, but I imagine a lot of that had to do with, for years, hospitals doing things or testing things to where there was waste. There was, we've got to do that over again. We have to do that, you know, and repeating things over and over. Was that attributed to, did that have something to do with the cost going up?
Absolutely. It's a very complex system, and the state of knowledge has evolved, but we think of it as a soaker hose. You know, if there was one gusher coming out and that was losing thousands of dollars, you'd jump right on it. The problem is there's a little dribble here, a little dribble there. You know, we have surgical screws for like a spine surgery. And you don't buy these at the Ace Hardware or a hardware store. You know, these may cost $800 to $1,000 a piece because they're highly technical screws. You know, if you drop those on the floor, you don't pick them up and put them back in. There's no 5-second rule.
Right.
Well, you know.
which would be kind of funny, except for the patient.
Yeah, you know, you can't take the risk. What if it was damaged, et cetera? And so, could you change the process in which maybe the packaging that these screws come in is not so dang hard for the surgical scrub nose to open and flip it on the ground?
Right.
Or could you open it over a basin that would allow you to do it in a better way? And not, that's just one kind of waste, you know. And
you'd lose $800 just by dropping a screw.
And so all those things, the cost of weight, the design of some of the facilities, the aged facilities. We did a study, and just because of the placement of where the drug cabinets were, you know, a nurse was walking 50 extra miles a year. Now, if I said, get a drug and you're gone for a while, I said, where'd you go? I walked 50 miles. you know, nobody would tolerate that.
Right.
But when it's, you know, 10 steps here, 10 steps there. So through thoughtful redesign of location, it's the location, it's the waste of moving people around, the waste of moving stuff, the waste of dropped items, the waste of ineffective processes with wasted steps. You know, we want to look at all that. And with the help of our clinicians and medical staff, our financial people, all looking at it, the right idea can come for anyone. And then you apply the Lean Six Sigma method to test it out, make sure it's a good idea, and then you put it into action.
I thought, you know, when the new building went up, we had some of the designers and some of the people talking about the new building. And I think Michael was here for that. Michael's here now. I know our listeners don't know Michael, but he's here for a lot of the interviews. And part of that conversation that we had about the new building going up, there was a discussion that they put right outside the building these like a nurse station, like these little things where they can and I remember the discussion about how much time that saved because all the nurses were having to leave the rooms and go to the centralized location and then walk all the way back. And now that they've, instead of going to this one big station in the middle of the building, they now have little smaller but individual stations.
Yeah,
they've got
patient servers that are attached to each room, so the nurse is closer at hand to the patient, not having to go for stuff. And so it's you really think about where your constraint is. Right now, you know, that nursing relationship with the patient is key. And nurses are in high demand. Partly our volumes are growing. You know, we need more nurses. And so that becomes a real constraint. And so why wouldn't we keep those people close to the bedside and use other mechanisms to move the stuff logistically?
Right.
It's kind of like Walmart. You know, how do you move the stuff to the right place just in time?
Yeah.
For efficiency. We can learn from all those industries. We don't have to reinvent the wheel, but we have to adapt it to the unique demands of healthcare, and that's what we want to be about.
And what it does is, and I love what you said about the nurse was walking 50 miles. You're like, wow, we're wasting all this time. It makes it quicker for the nurse to get the thing and get it right back to the patient.
And if you ask the patient, what do you want? I want someone at my side when I need them. I want to ask them a question. I want to receive some care, you know, and that's how you want to deliver excellent, very satisfying care.
And I'm sure the nurse wants to spend less time walking from this place to this time and more time, you know, helping the patient.
Absolutely. Doing things that matter.
So that's part of the Lean Six Sigma.
That is. That's part. The lean side is reducing all these design things of waste.
Right.
And then when you identify through lean, it's like links in a chain. Everything's a process.
Right.
And so can I chop out as many unneeded links in that chain so it's a shorter chain of events? Once I decide, that's the lean part. Six Sigma is, okay, for those processes that have to be there, how do I make them as close to 100% reliable as I can? You know, and some processes are 70% reliable. Well, that's better than chance, but that's you're going to have a lot of dissatisfaction
right.
in that, right? And so used to be 90% was an A grade in grade school. That's not true anymore. You know, not even grade school. In healthcare, we have to do the right thing 99% of the time.
Right.
And so the Six Sigma part is engineering those to get them really highly reliable. And so we believe at Memorial Health System, Lean and Six Sigma are like two sides of the same coin that have to come together. And when you do them together, you get really powerful results. And this external recognition, this AHA McKesson Award says, you know what, you're on the right track.
So it might, I'm saying for people that on the outside, they might say, boy, it's probably kind of expensive to put those stations up, all those different rooms. But the amount of time saved and the better care the patient's getting, it actually ends up being less money in the long run.
That's right. There's a good example there. You know, it used to be thought, well, quality costs.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're going to put in good quality, you better just get ready to spend. It's pretty well established now across a number of industries. If you design it right, high quality actually is less costly because you reduce all the waste.
Yeah.
You know, a number of studies have said, not just in healthcare, but beyond, the average normal working system has 30% waste, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
We didn't believe it. We said there's no way.
But we've come to expect it. People just come to expect that, well, there's going to be waste.
And, yeah, and say, what's a waste? It's waiting longer than I need to.
Yeah.
It's losing something. It's having a defect. Oh, I've got to redo it again. I've got to draw that blood again because something went wrong with that sample. You know, it's 100,000 different ways. And so if you attack it systematically over time, you can really make dramatic change.
I hope people are listening to this in whatever field they're in, they're seeing that these are not just exclusive to hospitals, the things that Dr. Callahan's talking about. These are things that can apply to your business if you're listening at home. I really love this conversation. We'll pick it up again, and we'll talk more when we come back with our next segment. But first, we have to break for news. You're listening to Ask the Expert. We're talking about Memorial winning the American Hospital Association McKesson Quest for Quality Prize. It's really something. And we'll pick it up when we come back right here on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM, WTAX. Brought to you by Memorial Health System. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM, WTAX.
My guest this week, our expert, Dr. Charles Callahan. He's the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for Memorial Health System. We're talking about the American Hospital Association McKesson Quest for Quality Prize that Memorial won. They are the winner. There've only been 15 hospitals to win this, and this year it was Memorial from right here in little old Springfield, Illinois. It's now on the level that we have seen some of the most well-known and finest hospitals in this nation. We have now won the same award that they have won. It really is something. It's got to be such a sense of pride for the hospital.
It's phenomenal. The amount of pride among the staff and appropriate pride that we're doing the right things for the community right here in Central Illinois. It's been a really neat thing to observe and be part of.
We talked about some of the things that they were that the hospital was recognized for. One of the things is the AHA recognized the work that occurs in the Memorial Center for Learning and Innovation. Now, we take a second to tell us about what the Center for Learning and Innovation actually does. What is that facility? And
The Memorial Center for Learning and Innovation was part of our Advancing Care by Design, our new really three-phase building project that was going on the campus over the last 3 years or so. It's really a state-of-the-art, virtually one-of-a-kind type facility, even in the country. What it is a $50 million four-story structure right at the corner of our main campus adjacent to the SIU School of Medicine. And inside that facility, truly, we have educational areas. We have all of our quality Lean Six Sigma team based there. We have what are called wet labs, anatomic labs for medical students, residents, and attending physicians to practice surgeries on anatomical parts and develop new techniques of surgery and practice them in the laboratory. We have simulation areas, which are surgical simulation areas, where they develop their skills using models and so forth. But then we also have simulation areas that really mimic the true treatment centers of the hospital. So we have a trauma bay, an emergency room, a patient care room that are exact down-to-the-inch replicas of what's in the main hospital.
Oh, wow.
Surgical scrub sinks, and all of them are linked with video cameras, and we have behind-the-scenes techniques where we have robotic patients. So we can actually – we also have an ambulance in there. So that we have ambulance people come in, and the ambulance moves like on a hydraulic system. So they can take a stroke patient, for example, simulate a stroke patient, rescue them in the ambulance, take them out, move them into the emergency trauma bay. In a robotic environment, they can have a patient who the controllers can make crash. They can make come back to life. They can slow the respiration.
Oh, wow.
And they could have an upset family member come into the bedside to create that kind of anxiety. And how do you manage that scenario, right? You can have a team, and you can really film this and debrief it afterward. And so what we've been able to do is try new techniques. We can also look at areas that lead to delay, like what's inefficient? Who needs to be in the room, who doesn't? When do they need to be there? What's the right needed equipment that should be right close at hand and what should be off scene? And so you really practice these techniques. And so we've done these very advanced simulations. One was an abdominal aortic aneurysm, which is a very life and death scenario. We have minutes really to act. That was such a powerful thing. We were asked to replicate it at the National Simulation Medicine Convention.
Wow.
It was so unique. We've now recently done one in stroke care to really shave additional minutes off of the acute intervention for a new stroke. And so this is the wave of the future. Dr. Jerry Cruz, who's the dean of the medical school, has said with this kind of training, because people learn with hands-on, right?
Right, yeah.
And not in books.
You only get so much from a book.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
He said this is the future of training, the next generation of physician and healthcare providers. He thinks we'll actually take medical school from 4 years now to probably 3 years in the near term, and then move more of that time into advanced residency training where they really practice their skills. And so we're really part of a transformation. And so there's all kinds of things going on every day. We've had 7,000 events go on in this MCLI building since we opened in May.
Wow.
All manner of national conferences, special training, innovative research. And so it really is, it's packed every day with activities that will really make this a centerpiece of healthcare for our region.
So this isn't just new doctors or new healthcare professionals. This is continuing education for people who have been doing it for a while.
Absolutely. The GME, graduate medical education,
right.
Continuing medical education. How do I keep my skills? How do I adapt as a mid-careerist to some of the new changes? We want to be part of that.
So if you're a doctor and you've been doing it for a while, or you're well thought of in your field, if you wanted to get this training in the past, you would have to go to a What, would you have to go back to college? You know, that's, I mean, how do they get that?
They might go to a national meeting or a special training far away, which is difficult. It's expensive. It's time away from their practice. We actually want to develop what's called maintenance of certification training, where we're working with physicians to offer that approved training right here. And so they would be able to come in, less disruptive, work with regional colleagues, build those relationships, and help us, you know, grow the knowledge base.
And it saves time. Once again, they don't have to go anywhere else. They can. That really is something. What was it about the Center for Learning and Innovation that the AHA was so enamored with?
When they came in, you know, they've seen sites, and honestly, the lead examiner of the team that came on site for the site visit is a well-known oncology surgeon or gynecological surgeon from a very well national center. And he told us after the fact, said, you know, I must say, when I got the assignment, I said, why am I going to Springfield, Illinois?
So many people
and,
say that.
And on the way out, after the full day of touring and watching and talking to our team and seeing the MCLI in action and all the other things, he said, I now know why I came to Springfield, Illinois. Now, we didn't know the outcome of the day at that point. But I think what they were enamored with is they have seen sites across the country that have pieces of this, one piece, two piece. The idea that you've got four floors of all this stuff in one building with teams that are interacted and trained to do this and advancing the field, we've been told time and time again, we have never seen it all in one place.
Well, you mentioned the ambulance. I mean, the whole thing, the paramedics are getting, you know, it's really amazing. It's not just the doctors and nurses, It's all forms.
It's a healthcare team. You know, we talk about a continuum of care. The modern state of healthcare is, again, it's so complex. You need everybody on that team to bring their expertise and really bring it every day. And so we want to work with those ambulance companies. We want to work with nursing homes because they're providing important aspects of the care, of recovery after you leave a hospital. We want to work with primary care physicians and health coaches out in the world are going to help people with diabetes and hypertension stay well and not have to come back to the hospital for repairs. You know, we want to keep people on the road with kind of planned maintenance and not so they have to crash and come in for, you know, really dramatic or expensive or scary care.
That's sort of where the state of medicine's going, though, right? We're thinking about the future. It's not just we're just going to treat the little nagging pain you have. We're going to treat the overall symptom.
You know, the national expert,
the overall cause.
They call it getting paid fee for service to now getting paid fees for health.
Yeah.
And so the whole economic model will be we will have incentives to keep you well as opposed to just be here when you get sick.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when I look, I'm morbidly obese, but I mean, so I pay attention to that. But you see the way that they now handle obesity as compared to years past, it would be, well, you know, you're in this time because your knees hurt. So we're just going to fix your knees and tell you to stop eating and send you on your way. Or you have this problem because of your obesity. And now it's like, let's fix the obesity before it leads to this problem and this problem and this problem. And I'm just using that as an example. There are plenty of other examples I could use. But that's sort of the new way of thinking.
Absolutely.
That the medicine's doing.
Well, you know, fully 20, maybe 25% of the U.S. population has a chronic medical condition now.
Right.
Whether you consider that to be diabetes, hypertension, obesity, other problems. Frankly, many people have more than one. And so how you manage this really takes good team coordination and a much different approach than the old way. And let's be honest, this quest for quality prize, again, we don't do it all as well as we want to yet. The importance of this prize says that we have developed structures and processes to systematically go after and improve these things as the field evolves. And so that's the exciting piece. We've started saying in the last couple weeks, you know, we're questing, we're not resting.
That's pretty good.
And, you know, so we don't want to, you know, listen to our own press clippings too much. We're glad to have this recognition. It's exciting. But we got to keep pushing on. This should help us accelerate.
I tell you, I'm enjoying the conversation. I hope our listeners are enjoying it as much as I am, and I think you're enjoying it too. We're talking to Dr. Charles Callahan, the Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer for Memorial Health System. We're talking about the fact that Memorial just won the American Hospital Association McKesson Quest for Quality Prize. It really is a remarkable honor for Springfield and for Memorial. We'll come back, and we're going to discuss the Midwest Healthcare Quality Alliance. You're probably saying, what is that? Well, we'll give you the answer when we get back on Ask the Expert. Don't go anywhere.
You're on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX. Brought to you by Memorial Health System. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, ask the expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM, WTAX.
We are discussing on Ask the Expert today the American Hospital Association, the AHA, the McKesson Quest for Quality Prize. My expert this week is Dr. Charles Callahan. He's Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for Memorial Health System. Also a medical psychologist for so many years. Have you figured out, can we discuss my brain afterwards? Just if you picked anything up, I want you to run it by me after the interview. One of the things that's mentioned with the, we talked about some of the things that Memorial was pointed out for being outstanding in winning the American Hospital Association McKesson Quest for Quality Prize. Very fascinated by all that. And I think we could probably go another hour talking about some of the accomplishments and some of the things that you guys are recognized for. But let's take a second to talk about the Midwest Healthcare Quality Alliance. What is that exactly?
This is a special company that ultimately formed about 2.5 years ago, and it came out of the successes we were starting to have in the Lean Six Sigma. Some of our medical school colleagues were asking, could you help us train some people in Lean Six Sigma? And we said, we certainly can, but you know what? The School of Medicine has some unique expertise that we don't have, some researchers in population health and what is the cutting edge of diabetes and hypertension care. It evolved to say, what if we came together to form a new company, a not-for-profit company that was to develop innovative solutions to apply these quality principles to whole populations across a region? And so we said, well, what the heck does that mean? Well, ultimately what it meant, one of the things was come together, and we formed what's called a Federally Certified Patient Safety Organization, a PSO. This is a new structure that really allows people to share data on outcomes to really look at whole populations. How could I improve diabetes across the entirety of Central Illinois versus looking at one patient at a time?
Right.
And really do some innovative research. And so we did achieve that federal certified PSO. We're the only one in Illinois outside of Chicago. There's only 80 of them in the country.
Oh, wow.
And so all of a sudden now, this we call it the Quality Alliance Patient Safety Organization. We have 12 clients, and those clients include health systems like Memorial Health System, Decatur Memorial Health System, Blessing Health System, School of Medicine, Springfield Clinic is a client, but also ambulance providers and nursing homes. Why is it important to bring all those together? Because they're all involved in the continuum of care. And the more silos I can break down, the more data I can bring together, say, you know what, the risk, the near miss actions, the risk factors are these. I can help that continuum of care and improve the handoffs across all these different providers that may touch a patient in their recovery.
And you're not just using data from other places.
Right here.
We've got it right here.
Right
our
here.
Data was compiled from people
right here.
Who live here.
And it's handled in a special way with great expertise, and the federal certification means it's handled very confidentially. So there's high levels of requirements. That was a big idea for us. Also within that Quality Alliance, we have special structures to train physicians in some of these techniques. And so ultimately, the Springfield Clinic came into the leadership table. And so now our leadership of this Quality Alliance includes Memorial Health System, SIU School of Medicine, and the Springfield Clinic. And so we think that's, you know, very well places us for all the kind of challenges that are come up with the additional, you know, eras of health reform.
Maybe it's being non-for-profit or what, but it seems you're not considering things like, this is proprietary and we will not share our information with anybody. You're actually saying, all right, let's get more involved and share these successes I've had,
you know,
and let these other organizations
learn. We're working really hard at it, and we think this is this PSO structure is a great way to do that. Certainly, there are, you know, things we have to do properly when it comes to proprietary information, or we are separate organizations, but there are ways to collaborate, which we think are innovative and will ultimately serve all of us very well. And so we thought that was the underpinnings of this Quality Alliance company. So we're real excited. We've hosted two national symposiums. Now, we're bringing experts to Springfield, and they're actually teaching us and they're learning from us in that MCLI.
How does that feel? I mean, for Memorial, that's got to feel great to know that people are coming to us to now learn how to do this.
You know, it's way cool. We have a physician, who Dr. Yue Dong, who's a Mayo Clinic physician who is like the national expert on simulation training. And he said, I'm coming to work at your symposium because you have facilities I don't have at Mayo.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he's working with our teams and our physicians to develop these kinds of techniques.
It is. So when you guys made this decision, you know, 6 years ago to say, we're going to really make this effort, you change things. I mean, that's got just the whole, that's, what a sense of pride that is, not just for Memorial, but for the community. What you've done is really special.
Well, thank you. It's a really nice thing to be a part of, and it's exciting. And people want to do good work. They want to help. People come into healthcare, you know, their predominant motivation is, I want to help people. And, you know, we're glad to see this structure allowing that to happen.
Dr. Charles Callahan, I thank you so much for the conversation today. Congrats to Memorial for winning the McKesson Quest for Quality Prize. Be back next week with another episode of Ask the Expert.
Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX. Brought to you by Memorial Health System. For more information about Memorial Health System, visit choosememorial.org. And join us every Tuesday at 3 for Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM, WTAX.